WTF, we're doing a podcast. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Michelle. This is 50. Welcome to What the 50. Join us on our continued journey to simplify our lives.
We will seek the answers from the experts and offer tips, tools, and techniques to live your life with confidence and joy. Are we ready?
Let's go.
I'm Michelle.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Not 100% today, but putting my best out.
Okay. Ugh. I know.
It happens sometimes, right?
Of course. And I hate it too. Because of course, we're supposed to be invincible, right?
No, we're not. Some days are, those days just have to, you know, really put on those big girl panties and push through. And today's one of those. I had a rough week. You know, and it's at the end of the week, almost at the end of the week now, but still thankful and grateful we're here, we're healthy and happy.
Of course. And you know what happened? So this is precisely one of the times when we are a little bit grateful that our kids are older. Remember when those times when you were younger and or the kids were younger and you were not feeling well? And no matter what, you still have to
rouse
yourself up, make sure they're fed, bathed, looked after. So So at least that's one good thing about having
for sure. Kids. Yeah, man, that's a benefit for sure. So speaking of adult kids, today we're going to talk about traveling with our adult kids because things are so different when we have to make those plans, right?
And I think this topic came about because we both had certain circumstances come up that shocked us into the reality that we no longer have full control over the travel plans of our kids, right?
It's so different because a few years ago, we made all the plans. This is where we're going to go. And that's where we went.
And this is when we're going to go.
And this is where we're going to go.
Right.
And it's very different now. It almost as if it happens overnight.
Right.
Because truthfully, I wasn't prepared for it.
You mean?
I never gave it a thought. Actually, I didn't give it a thought. I just didn't think about it. It was like, we're the parents, we're in control, and this is how it's going to go. And then one day, that's not what happened.
Yeah, for sure. So what happened to me is that, you know, we're traveling and my older son, Max, has decided that he's not coming on the same day as us. He wants to meet us there. And when he first said it to Trevor and I, it's like, what do you mean, meet us there? Don't bother with that. So anyhow, of course, it took some negotiation or no negotiation on our part because he is going to meet us there after when he has chosen to.
Right. Some
boundary set, I guess, maybe is the better word, that if anything happens, it would be his responsibility to make sure that he gets to where he needs to be.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what's happening. He's not traveling with us and it's a far trip. So it's a little bit of a shock for him and for his father and I to come. But mm-hmm. You know, we realize now that we no longer can just assume that they're going to travel when we travel,
right.
That they're going to even travel with us.
Right.
And that's what happens. And so recently this happened to you too, right? Because you were making these big plans.
So let me tell you though, so to back up a little bit, our traveling journey has been a little bit different in that from the boys who were very young, we wanted to make sure that they understood on their own how to travel.
Right.
So both of them, Zacho, JP went at 9 years old. He went to Canada and this was the time there were no cell phones, so you can just imagine. And then Zacho went at 8 to Canada.
Okay.
And they both did very, very well. So that was their first taste of independent travel.
Wow, was that?
On school trips and so on. But certainly planning the family vacation is where the shocker came in for me because you know, I'm planning, and this is a plan for the family, the family together. This is what we're gonna do. And we were in Brazil a few years ago, and we met up with a friend of ours who's a little bit older than JP. And again, I'm accustomed to all of us doing the same thing every day. And then JP goes, well, we're gonna go to wherever, this place in Brazil, in Rio. And I was like, what? How can you go there by yourself without us? Blah, blah, blah. And himself and his friend is Chris, himself and Chris went. And I think that's when JP's vacation really started.
Yeah.
Because he really had a great time. The adults were not around. They made good decisions. I mean, what the key thing though was, we had a conversation before, because there are areas in Brazil that you just don't go off.
Of course.
Of course, we had that communication. That brings to the point of the importance of communicating. So when you have your adult children, you have to make sure that although, yes, they're adults, but you have to have an idea of where they're going to go.
Of course.
And they need to know where they should not be going, because, yes, they are maybe 19, 20, 21, etc. But that doesn't mean that they know what they should and should not be doing at all times. They need a guidance, right? So,
yeah. And these things happen, right? I remember a similar thing happened to us in Krakow. Max decided with an older cousin that they were going to go bar hopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course you go out on the bar hopping thing at 11 p.m. I'm like, okay, you know, but it's so, I was nervous. I can't lie. I was nervous because of course they were in a different country. They don't speak the language, you know, but mm-hmm. It all worked out well.
So. Yeah. And it's, I mean, I think, you know, we're talking to an audience that we know will have varied ages of children. But it really does get very different when they're 17, 18, 19 and above.
Yes.
So another suggestion I have is to do proper research for where you're going to go, because our boys are 8 years apart. And we were in Dubai last year, and there were places that Zacho couldn't go.
Mm.
And we found this out when we got there.
Right.
And they're really strict, particularly where they serve alcohol.
Okay.
They're very, very strict. So no matter how, you know, you try the Jamaican way, yeah, man, just, you know, give us a blight. No.
No, not working. No blight,
because their job is on the line and they have to protect themselves too. And of course, that's just the law, right? So there are some places that we just couldn't go, and we literally had to spin around at the gate.
Right.
Because Zach was on the gate. Yeah. But we hadn't done our research. We just never really thought, we actually just never thought about it, but now that we've had that experience,
of course, the next experience is
going to happen again, of course. You know?
So the traveling with the adult children, because I can tell you, like, before our issues were okay for me, I really started traveling a lot when I think Max was in around grade 3, and I realized that I had to start planning when he was going to go to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Silly as it was, I knew that Disney World was something on our bucket list, our family bucket list, that had to happen. And it had to happen a certain time, because then PEP started, not PEP, it was GSAT at the time for us. You know, so you couldn't all just always take off the time when you want. And I like to travel on off times, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that's how we started the foundation of traveling.
And guess what? We plan a lot of things as we go along, but I don't think I really planned this one. I don't think I even thought about it until it happened. You know, I wasn't prepared for it. Honestly, I wasn't.
Well, my husband would tell you that I have been preparing for this happening, because I keep on telling him, and he says it's a ploy. This is our last trip for just the four of us. He goes, Nikki, every trip for the last four trips has been, this is the last trip for the four of us. But I guess it's becoming reality.
I don't know.
I just want to hope that they will still want to travel with us. And I think they will. And I think your boys too, Mish.
Yeah, absolutely.
It might include other people.
Yes.
Be it
And
friends
that's another reality.
Right. Or partners, you know. So, but that's okay.
When JP was, I think he was 16, 15, 16, he says he liked to go to Spain for the summer. I don't know anybody in Spain. And he planned his trip and he went to Spain to a summer camp.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he was in Canada. He wanted to go to South Africa. And this is when I got super nervous. I'm not sure why. But he wanted to go to South Africa for Reading Week. And he planned his trip again. And he's going to make all of these stops. I mean, it was a long trek.
Yeah, that's a trek.
Yes, it was quite a trek. And I was, that's when, for some reason, that particular trip, I was super, super nervous. But he did it and he had a great time.
Yeah. My boys have started kind of tentatively being on their own. Like Max did the same thing. He traveled to Barcelona to do a water polo camp. Right. And I put them in these situations, oftentimes them being the only person not knowing anybody. But it's, for me, it's controlled. It was within my control limit, you know, my controlled circle. One of my best friends lives in Barcelona. So she met him at the airport, you know, so I'm not as that. So I have to come to that grips now that they're on their own and they can do it. But I think they are, like, you know, they go both go to school far away and have to travel on their own.
It's important for them to understand what to do in certain situations. And the good thing is we have cell phones now. So in the event of an issue, they can always reach out to you, reach out to Trevor. Hopefully there'll be no issues, but there is some contact. They can make some sort of contact.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have that travel ritual. I'm sure, I don't know if your family has it, where anytime we always say in our family group, okay, doors are closing now. Bye.
Yes.
You know, it's always
absolutely
safe travel, right?
Yes. Boarding now, on board, blah, blah, blah. Yes, we absolutely do that.
Of course, when the boys are on their own, I always say, okay, make sure you put your passport in your bag now. Because, you know,
I actually track the flight. Yeah. I put alarms in. I put alarms in my phone. Okay, so JP is supposed to be in the airport in Spain now. He's supposed to be boarding at this time. I put the alarms in my phone. And Zacho is traveling at this point, and it's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous, because you want to make sure that they get, like, I make sure that they put their Life 360 on so I can see when they're at the airport.
And that's a good app that we can tell others about, too. They may not know about it. Whether they're traveling overseas or locally, it's important to have that app on.
Of course.
Life 360, it works, and it's, you know, it's a good thing.
I want to tell you a joke about that, though, is that I have a friend whose husband was climbing Mount Everest or one of those. And she says, I won't be able to speak to him for around 6 nights or 6 days because I don't know when there's no cell service up there. And it's like, can't you just put Life 360 on? She goes, no, that doesn't work. So I was speaking to Max about it. And Max says, Mom, Life 360 works off of the cell phone from all other cell phones or the towers. I actually don't exactly know what. So if you're climbing Mount Everest or those things, it won't work.
Noted. Noted.
Which but I will never be doing.
But. Can I tell you, last summer, just gone, Zacho was going to Florida. He was en route to LA. And this is one of the things that we go through as parents, right? So I'm tracking the flight. And then all of a sudden,
it
flashes up red, flight diverted.
Oh, my God. You must have freaked, Mish.
It was horrible. And it was diverted. They could not deplane. The weather was horrible. It was just really, really difficult. But the thing is, I knew what was happening, which was, it got me super nervous. But I was able to reach out to him while he was on board. Are you okay?
Yeah.
He says, yeah, mom, I'm good. Yeah. So that made all the difference. So traveling now, traveling now is difficult, but one of the good things that we can still have some sort of contact.
Right. And you know, those diversions and stuff. So similarly, coming back on our trip in the summertime, our flight got canceled. Mm-hmm. And after that, I always say to the kids, okay, guys, what did we learn from this experience?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course we had, okay, first of all, don't try and stand up in line to try and change your flights. Just go straight online, because of course, Trevor is a travel dad. And he's like, okay, let's go to this line and da-da-da-da-da and whatever. And then Max is there calmly. Okay, I have some other flights for you.
Bless him.
Yeah. So back to
for some tips for our listeners, when we're traveling with our adult children, one of the major things that changes would be destinations. So we're no longer doing Disney World.
Yeah. Although my kids are love a Disney cruise, but yeah, right. Disney World.
But that changes as well. You know, where are we going to go? And it requires a conversation. So we can't just assume they're going to want to go to X destination. We have to talk with them to make sure that they want to go. There are things for them to do when they get there, you know. So it really does change from that perspective.
So here it is, Mish. Your family tends to travel. I know you're big event travelers, concerts, World Cup, Olympics. Right. Mm-hmm. I feel that your kids will always, that's going to be part in their DNA. Mom, let's go to F1. Let's do this game.
Because you do that quite a bit. Yeah.
So I think that's always going to stay.
Boys did a trip to Turkey by themselves earlier this year. I don't know if we ever get over the nervousness though. What do you think?
With your kids, of course.
I don't think we ever do.
And they'll be fine.
Travelers, but I was still very, very nervous.
I know. Yeah, similarly with ours is that, you know, we like a little bit of exotic travel. We do a lot of cruises and, you know, we're all about the food and like living the life. We are not tourists. You know, they want to immerse themselves.
Of course. That's the way to go though.
So it's hard because everywhere I'm looking at now traveling, knowing that, okay, they're probably not going to be with us. I'm like, they would love it here. So maybe I can't, maybe I have to wait, you know?
I totally get that.
And even on the smaller things, like, you know, I've always wanted to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I've always wanted to take them. And I said to Trevor the other day, because it was just Thanksgiving, I go, guess we'll be taking our grandkids to that now.
You won't be taking Max and Kaylin to that?
No,
not at all. So do you have any family traditions when you travel?
Family traditions? No, not really. Besides now that we tend to do
our rituals.
This is the same one that we spoke about you, but I spoke to you about, you know, making sure that everyone is okay. No, nothing rituals that I can really think about. But when we do travel now, we do look for a food tour. Mm-hmm. Because I find that that's an easy way to go and see different places that you might want to go back to.
Right.
Taste a lot and you get a bit of the culture. So a food tour is always on our list. You know, as touristy as it is, a hop-on, hop-off bus is not a bad thing, because that too also takes you around. And we really...
You get a lot of information from that hop-on and hop-off chain.
Right. And we really don't...
Time is a tour guide.
Exactly. And I will splurge usually to have one private tour, like through a museum.
Okay.
Yeah. So like I use this.
We don't really have the rituals, but we kind of do, because we tend to look for, as much as Chris will tell you, he's not a foodie. We tend to look for nice restaurants.
Okay.
And those nice restaurants, usually we look for the location, meaning is there any scenery? For Chris, he wants to have some sort of music going on, whether it's live music, whether it's club type music,
right?
Some sort of experience. So I think that is actually, you know, in conversation with you now, I think that's actually what our ritual is.
Right.
Because every time we do go, we try to find that restaurant that gives us an experience.
Of course.
So it's not just going for the food, but it's going for that experience.
Right. Yeah.
And,
We love the experience too, yeah, because of course that's, you know, those are the memorable things, of course. Of course. But of course, as a coach, you know, I'm all about the values, and I always tell everybody, as a family or as a couple, you have to sit down and determine what's important to you guys as a team, and then you go off of those priorities. I don't know if you can remember your early travels with Chris, but I know my early travels with Trevor did not go as I expected in my head. Maybe I didn't communicate what I wanted versus what he wanted. So thankfully, we are now both on the same page and
aligned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's important.
Well, actually, that's a good point, because for us, Chris is a sleeper. And the boys over time, and funnily enough, they will sleep when they're at home. But when they're on vacation, they're up early and we're out the door.
The excitement, so, of course.
Yeah, so a lot. And we have learned to plan over time too. So now when we travel, we plan ahead of time. We're up the next morning. We're out the door. A lot of times we leave Chris sleeping and then he'll meet up with us later on in the day. So rather than have him get up and be miserable because he doesn't want to be up so early, we go ahead and get going and then he will meet us. So a good point is to understand your family members.
Of course, right.
You know, everybody won't necessarily want to do the same thing at the same time. But when you understand each other and what each other wants to do, sometimes you have to have compromise, of course.
Of course.
But when you understand each other, then, you know, you can know how to work around it. And because at the end of the day, you want everybody to have a good time.
Of course.
It's a vacation.
And that comes to the point, too, that the boys are now big people and they're the ones planning the trips.
Yes.
Because they're the ones saying, okay, in Bimini, we had to travel around the whole island to find this special person that was making the cracked conch because Max had read about it somewhere. You know, so they know what they
want. Did you find the person?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So it's for us, Instagram last year, page.
Yeah.
So for us, last year, we were in Dubai, and we literally just sat back. Chris and I literally sat back, and JP and Zach, we had to change our hotel, so they sorted that out, and we should have been in two separate rooms. We ended up with a suite.
What?
they negotiated. Then when it came to restaurants, we were just told, this is where we're going to go at this time. And it was actually a group. The group didn't stay together, right? But we all met for dinner. And it'll be JP and Zach will be calling to say, this is where we're going to be meeting and this is the time. And of course, you know what to expect. When we got there, the restaurant was just mind blowing. Mm-hmm. So that's another point, you know, we can allow them to make some choices.
Right.
And it gives them that confidence.
Of course. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with, when we were in Vancouver. Now, Vancouver is Max's university town, so he knows it well. But he picked all the restaurants and everything for us to go. And it's so funny. It's like, he's like, okay, this is a sister to the Michelin star restaurant.
That's right.
So like they have these little hacks, of course, that they can pick. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, they're all technologically advanced. So like when we were in Tokyo, God, we would be so lost if it wasn't for the kids. Not only is the subway, they could get us on the subway and move us around, but even just going to buy ramen or any little thing, because, you know, it's like so gadgety there. The kids like had it under control, or seemingly had it under control. Because sometimes, honestly, as adults, we tell ourselves we're technologically impaired, and and then we get flustered, and where the kids are just like calm and just.
Well, I'm so happy sometimes when they are around to deal with the technology, because just using the GPS sometimes kind of gets me flustered when, you know, I put something in and it's telling me one direction. But I'll tell you this joke though, and Zach is probably going to kill me for this, but we were in New York last year. No, sorry, earlier this year. We're in New York this year. We're meeting my niece at a restaurant. So we came out to the hotel, and Zach puts the address in the GPS, and two of his friends were with us, and everybody said, yes, we're going to go this direction. So we walked, but we kept walking. And I said, but my niece said it was like 5 minutes max from our hotel. And we walked maybe 10, 15 minutes. So the joke is the GPS took us around the total opposite direction. And when we got there, we realized we're literally 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
So although they are more tech savvy than we are, sometimes, you know, things can happen with technology. But for me, I have just gotten flustered from Jump Street.
Me, I would say, call the taxi. Call the taxi. Call the taxi. Drop me off at the door.
But traveling with our adult children, it's while it's a different experience, it's an experience that I'm embracing because, you know, the conversations are different. The activities are different, you know, and I look forward to it because we're on a level where we're able to have conversations that are really, really interesting.
Yeah. I was always very mindful from when the kids were young. I would buy them board books of the different cities that we were going into. So they would have a basic understanding of what we were doing and look out for those things. So of course, as we get older, of course, they are avid readers and they are very deep into the culture. Mm-hmm. And the people and the food. So I guess we kind of grow them to be how they are today as travelers, right?
And there's so much to learn from traveling, right? And I think it's just so important for children. I mean, I'm so grateful that we can afford to give them that exposure. But what they learn every single time they go to a new location, they may read it in a book, they may see it online, but when they're actually there, it makes all the difference.
Of course.
And these are conversations that you'll have with your children for life. Remember when we saw so-and-so, remember we did so-and-so. So I think travel is really, really important at any stage. It differs from one stage to the next. And now we're in another stage with our boys. But I mean, I treasure every moment and I really look forward to more travel with them. I pray they want to travel with me, right? With us as the older adults. But it's there's so much to get from it, you know?
Yeah, the thing is too, is that I just love, like, as you say, it changes, right? I remember when we were first traveling and we'd be putting the kids to sleep and, you know, having our dinner or whatever, just relaxing. And now it's like, okay, they're drinking the wines with us. And I love that. I think that, you know, they are, yeah. Yes, I know. I'm getting a bit wistful thinking, oh my gosh, how long will this be? Because I know that the schedules will change. They might not always be able to come on vacation with us, mm-hmm. you know. But that doesn't mean we're going to stop traveling and it's always going to be open.
Absolutely.
And as adult children, you know, like even big adults, I think it's important that everyone, all as parents, we always continue to invite our children.
But one of the things we didn't talk about, what about when they get to that stage when their significant other comes along? I mean, you know, that's another thing to think about.
Yes, of course. Well, I hope they like to travel.
Yeah, let's hope they do.
Yeah, because then you have to consider who pays for what, you know, rooming. So that's a whole other level, right? Of course.
Dynamic will change.
But we have to be prepared for it and know.
We've had that situation and the dynamics changes, but thankfully it was very smooth for us. Mm-hmm. Very easy, very smooth. So
I figured the more the merrier, right?
Yeah, definitely. And of course, another point that we cannot forget about, we don't have to get into it right now, but certainly budgeting.
Yes.
Budgeting is critical because traveling is expensive. There's no two ways about
that. Oh my gosh. The price of airfares have gone crazy. Crazy. Yeah. But it comes back to the same thing too, though, Mish, is that I think during COVID, it made us realize that we don't really need to travel as much as we think we do, because we are so blessed to live where we do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it was actually an opportunity for us to like see more of Jamaica, like actually go to Louisville.
Yeah,
and
we both you know, go that.
Right. Yeah, and have those experiences. Yeah. So yeah. That's one of the things that I want to do, because we even without the kids, is like spend more time in Jamaica, have more experiences.
Right here. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. For sure. That can be another topic, though. We can talk about places that we can go.
Of course.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, are you excited to do anything without the kids? Are there any places that you're thinking?
You know, it's so hard for me to think about. This sounds weird, but it's really hard for me to think about doing things without them.
Right.
It is. But Chris and I do concerts, right? We do.
Right.
We just came back from a concert recently. So we do concerts. That's one of the things that we do without them. But it's so hard, really. My brain hasn't done that shift yet where I've literally noted, this is where I want to go without the kids. I haven't reached there yet.
Well, I think that...
I'm 25 and Zach is 17. I haven't reached there yet.
I think that for our anniversary, we went on a very nice... a very nice cruise. It wasn't about this. It was just about eating, and it was, you know, it was very nice. And of course I like doing those things, because of course it's all places that the kids have seen already. Mm-hmm. But it was just about the relaxation and, you know, having a nice time. But I have to tell you that because of the experience was so good, I had to make sure and take my kids on the same type of cruise again. To have that same experience.
Right.
I understand it's very difficult.
It is.
But I am looking forward to being able to not have to plan around school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing.
Yeah, that is something that we've always had to take into consideration when making those plans.
And even because, you know, the biggest joke is that we always say Murphy times four. So of course, mm-hmm. everything times four is that much more expensive. So I'm also kind of looking forward to when it's just Murphy times two. And
I haven't reached there yet. Honestly, I haven't. So that's our talk on traveling with adult kids. And it's different. You know, our podcast, in our episodes, we talk a lot about changes, and this is one of those changes that for me, I wasn't prepared for it. I know you were planning, but I honestly, I wasn't. So this one sort of, it really hit me. A good hit, you know, not a bad hit. It's a good hit, but a hit nonetheless. But I look forward to more changes, more just embracing what is to come, because it's an exciting time to travel with our children.
Right. Or not travel with them.
I haven't reached
But I think that as we go into every stage, just as we were being intentional about taking them to the museums or taking them to the events, we have to be intentional moving into the adult stage and think about if our children are globally positioned. I think that one of my big intentions is that at least once every year, we will ensure that they come together in one space for whether it's a beach vacation in South Carolina or, you know, to go skiing somewhere. That is my intention, that we would meet together at one time every year, all the families, you know. So that's set up in my head.
I have to make note of that. But I will say, though, I absolutely love traveling with the boys. It's an incredible experience, whether it's shopping, whether it's going on a tour. They're both really easy. They're cool. So it really does make it a simple experience. And I really, really love traveling with them.
So. That's true. I for sure. I can say the exact same thing. I love traveling with my boys. I love the excitement. I love the planning. Mm-hmm. And I love being there. And of course, you know, the recap is always.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Because you can, we can really always stay together.
What I'm really loving now is that they are doing the planning more than we are doing the planning. And that's something that I'm excited about, because they're thinking of places that I probably wouldn't have thought about, or Chris wouldn't have thought about.
Yeah, so because that, you know what, Mish, they're on YouTube going.
Exactly. So they see these places and
you know. So Kaylin already told me, I'm going to plan this. I'm going to check out YouTube. So
yeah,
that's where they go. And...
So we just have to embrace it.
Of course.
Yeah, take it all in.
Of course. New chapters, right?
Yeah, new chapters.
But all I was saying is, like, let's just be intentional and plan. It's going to be fine, Mish. Don't worry. It'll be good.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. All right.
And I can travel anyway.
All right, my love. We talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of What the 50. Please show your love and encouragement by sharing, subscribing, and leaving a review wherever you're listening.
And don't forget to like and follow us on Instagram. And please join our active Facebook group at What.the50.